There aren't many empty apartments in the Salt Lake Valley these days. According to a report released earlier this month, the vacancy rate is at 2.9%, which means more than 97% of apartments in Salt Lake County are occupied. And that makes for a tough housing search. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
It's moving day for Sterling Rogers.
In the back here, I've got my boxes.
He shows me inside the back of his car, which is stuffed with boxes.
Mostly random stuff. Mostly clothes and more clothes.
Gotcha. Rogers is a student at Elias Business College and moved to Salt Lake from his hometown in Arizona.
So when did you get to Salt Lake? I got to Salt Lake a month ago, and I'm moving into my apartment today. Yeah.
Okay. So there's been the month lag time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot longer than he expected. Rogers had been doing the typical online searches, Google, Craigslist, Facebook, but nothing in his price range was showing up. And then finally, last week, he got a message. Some guys were looking for a fifth roommate to share a two-bedroom apartment. That's right, two-bedroom. Pretty tight quarters. But Rogers says he's up for it.
And if I don't like my roommates, you know, I'd just spend more time at school.
Along with that vacancy rate of about 3%, overall apartment rent prices have increased nearly 5% since this time last year. And all this despite new units constantly being built throughout the county. James Wood is a senior fellow at the University of Utah's Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute and the author of the recent apartment report. He says he's surprised by what he found.
I expected this year, because we've had so much new construction in the last 3 or 4 years, that we'd see a larger increase in the vacancy rate, but it barely budged.
And because of this, Wood says people hoping to move to Salt Lake are forced to make some tough trade-offs. That might mean less square footage, higher rent, or a less desirable location. Because fewer vacancies means fewer choices for everyone. Lee Hale, KUER News.